When that began to heal over, would they ever have a name for that?
I guess it would be a scar.
Okay. Do you ever call it proud flesh?
Sometimes it would be.
What is that? What?
Well, it's some kind of a flesh that in the healing process doesn't heal right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would you pronounce that?
Proud flesh.
Okay. And a person who is never well, what would they call that person?
Oh, they were delicate or infantile.
Okay. And if you can't hear, you're what?
You're deaf.
Okay. This is the last page. We're almost finished. When the sun comes up in the morning, that's what's that called? If you go out and see it, you would be watching a what?
Dawn. The sunrise.
Okay. And when it goes down?
Sunset.
Okay. And say the time is 5:45, how would you say 5:45 using quarter? It's a
quarter of six.
Okay. And today is Friday, so Thursday would be called what? Thursday would be...
Yesterday.
Okay, and Saturday will be...
Tomorrow.
Okay. And if I could get you just to pronounce the days of the week for me.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And could you do the same with the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And just a little bit of counting would be helpful. If you could count from 1 to 14 for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19 would be?
20.
And the number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
Okay. The number after 99?
100.
Okay. And the number after 999?
1,000.
Okay. And there's one other big number that we hear a lot.
Oh, is it million?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And could I get you to do the first 10 ordinal numbers?
I don't know what the ordinal numbers.
Like 11th, 12th.
Oh.
Yeah.
11.
We'll go ahead and do 1 through 10 instead of 11 through 12.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. And what are the local towns around here? What if I drove around, what kind of local towns would I find?
Well,
where are they? About how far away?
If you're in Durango, if you drove 50 miles to the north, you'd come to Silverton. If you drove 25 miles east, you'd come to Bayfield. If you drive about, I think it's about 30 miles to the west, would be Mancos. About 11 miles out there is a little white spot in the road, and that's Hesperus.
Okay, that's where you're from?
Well, near that's where the post office.
Closest place to where you're
right.
From. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And south, about 50 miles, you'd be at Farmington.
Okay.
And Ignacio would be about 30 miles to the south and east. Okay. That's a pretty little town.
How about Fort Lewis?
If you drove right up here on the College Hill, you'd come to Fort Lewis.
Okay. Sir?
I think it would probably be about 4 miles.
Okay. There. Is there a town called Breen?
Oh, no, it's just a wide spot in the road. All that's left there anymore is a store.
Okay. Is that the way they pronounce it?
Breen.
Breen, mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was named after a Dr. Breen who used to be at the old Fort Lewis Fort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm wondering about the large city. The capital of Colorado is?
Denver.
Okay. And the large city in Utah?
Salt Lake City.
Okay. And the large one in Wyoming?
Well, I think they have several towns up there that are about the same size. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there one down